the revelation of the book Revelation, part 67. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheids of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book that we use for the study as a handbook that we are currently busy with, you can go to my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code, and the number is 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. That's if you are interested in buying any one of the books, or just want to have a conversation, or just share something. You're very welcome. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our English TikToks. Please share this link with your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. I trust this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off last week. When reading the next scripture, I need to think about the impact of it in your life. For our sins, Yahushua was crucified. For our sins, Yahushua was crucified. We became so used to think of a world for who he died, that we forget that it was actually for individuals. He died for me. It's personal. Salvation is something that I cannot even include my wife or my children. They've got to find their own faith through the word, the revelation word, and make their own stand, repenting on their own, being immersed in the name of Yahushua. But it's personal. Although today it's the bride of Yahushua in the last 2,000 years is uncountable, like the stars in heaven and the sand on the sea. But it's still individually. It's a personal experience, being born again from water and spirit. For our sins, Yahushua was crucified, 1 John 1 verse 9. 1 John 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, he, that's Yahushua, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. First, we need to confess. It's easy to just say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, like the church does. You need to confess your sins. That accepting Yahushua, like they call him Jesus, is making a statement. It's making an announcement. But we need to confess our sins, meaning that when we in our bedroom or somewhere in my office or in my car or wherever, I need to have a conversation with Yahushua, and I need to confess my sins. And as I confess my sins, he will just wash it away with his supernatural blood of grace. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, he, Yahushua, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. First we find that we need to confess, and we first repent and confess. First repent, confess from our sins. Not only is He Yahushua, not only is He Yahushua faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. Through my life of more than 74 years, I praise Yahweh for it, I don't feel 74 years, I never found Yahushua forcing Himself into the life of anybody. I've never found it. Instead, according to Revelation 3 verse 20, we find Him at the door knocking at your heart or your soul's dimension, inviting you to open the door and invite Him in. He says, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation 3 verse 20. Stand at the door and I knock. And if you hear my voice, so His voice, not His finger, His voice, the Ruach HaKodesh voice, and you will open, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. Hallelujah. Do you remember when we were discussing the life of Yahushua as He was about to be immersed by John the Immerser? Yes. It states, when Yahushua came straight up from under the water, He came straight up. Yahweh the Father spoke to Yahushua after the Ruach HaKodesh came down on Him. Father poured His right arm on Him. Then Yahushua, the Creator of heaven and earth, says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. When receiving the Ruach HaKodesh, I then told you, according to the word of Yahweh, Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 7, that Yahushua was the right arm or hand of Yahweh Almighty, His Father. At this stage, I told you that we will later make a study about this scripture. Well, now is the right time. Now, it's not coincidence that in the book of the study that we are also studying, What is Your God's Name? We are running parallel with the same scriptures. It just happens so. It's not. So Yahweh's got that plan in introducing two different books, which are used as handbooks, running parallel on the same time concerning certain scriptures. Reinforcing, recommitting, making sure we understand. After the study of the Godhead or the almightiness of Yahweh Elohim, we were so much as easy to understand, and we need to do it for a while. Just to set aside our church dogma and doctrine and just read what is written in the scriptures. Let us read. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. I'm not going to spend all the time now with the water and everything. Remember the two glasses of water? You remember it? The Father and the Son as one. Elohim, God, in brackets. And then the Son was born and the Ruach was poured into Him. And whom believe our report and to whom is the right arm or right hand of Yahweh our Elohim revealed? Who had believed our report? Through many years of explaining the Godhead of Yahushua, many people will look at me with amazement, not understanding how the word Yahweh or Elohim could be so easy to understand. It is very important to notice that the scripture and discussion is starting with a question. And to whom is the right arm of Yahweh Elohim revealed? It's a question. Please note, not the fullness of His body and all of His strength. Yahweh the Elohim couldn't come down to earth in fullness. The Bible says, in Him, Yahushua, dwells the fullness of the Godhead of Yahweh. Thus, it means only the right hand, this body, Yahushua, can only obtain the right hand. And that too is the fullness of this body that it can obtain. If the whole Godhead power was poured into Yahushua, this little body would just explode or integrate. Just think about the day the Jews were stoning Stephen, according to Acts 7:54. And he, that Stephen, being filled of the Ruach HaKodesh, look up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of Yahweh, his Elohim. He saw the glory. He couldn't see Yahweh because he would have died instantly. And Yahushua standing on the right hand of his Father, who is Spirit. There was Yahushua standing, yes, on the right hand of Yahweh, his Father. What the question according to Isaiah 53 verse 1, and to whom is the right hand of Yahweh Elohim revealed? It says, which arm or hand? His right hand. If I will ask you to greet me with your hand, it will hold out your hand. And this we have done already. So you understand, we greet as the arm of authority, the hand of authority. Yahushua, when he ascended into heaven, where did he went and sat? On the right side or right hand of Yahweh. Why? Because he was the authority. Yahushua only became the right hand of Yahweh, his Father, after he was immersed, because he poured out the Ruach upon him. Then Yahweh the Father acknowledged him. The first 30 years of Yahushua's life, he was referred to as the Son of Man. But the moment the Ruach came upon him, now the Father says, the Son of Yahweh, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now the sick can be healed. The sick can be healed. Now verse 52 say, for he grew up before him as a tender plant, a root out of dry ground. And we understand and see that when they saw him, there was no beauty that they would desire him. He was not a good looking man. He was not a good looking man. The Bible says, they despised and rejected, that's verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and iniquity with grief, and we hide as if we were our face from him. They want to hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Do you understand the scripture? I don't even need to explain it, because we've been through it already in What Is Your God's Name. Scripture says in verse 4, surely he, Yahushua, bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, and yet esteemed him. Yahushua stricken, smitten of Yahweh, Father, and afflicted. Hallelujah. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastising of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Verse 6 says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray and have turned everyone his own way, and Yahweh Elohim have laid him in the iniquity for us all. Hallelujah. Verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he, Yahushua, opened not his mouth. He could have called 1,000 angels to release him. Hallelujah. Now, I went through this quite quickly, because we have already done the study in the book What Is Your God's Name. You can take your Bible and you can take Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 7 and read it on your time. Make your own study. Now you've got the idea. If you have the book, the two keys to the book of Revelation, the handbook, it's so much easier. You've got everything right in front of you. Now, we're going to turn to Daniel 12, verse 1 to 12. Michael, the great prince. Hallelujah. Daniel 12, verse 1 to 12. Now, we need to read every word very carefully. Let's not just rush through this. Because in this scriptures that we're going to work with now, is all reflecting upon the end of time and the end time. In 2025, where we are right now, with the peace covenant that's been signed with Israel and President Trump and all the other countries and Arab countries, and everybody says that's the final covenant. It's not. Don't let them fool you. So we're in the time of Grandfather Bush, the president, and then the son Bush, president. Clinton, Obama, there was Yasser Arafat, Biden, Trump. I'm talking about the president, everyone. When President Trump in his former office time, time when he was elected the first time, when they moved the embassy to Jerusalem, the American embassy, everybody says that agreement was a final covenant. Nothing ever happened. Every time I say it cannot happen, it's not scriptural. Now everybody is combining or drawing Daniel 9:27 into the conversation. But everybody missed Daniel 12 verse 1 to 12. And this is so important to find the right timeline. It's so important. I have a timeline that I've done, which somebody else made very nice presentation, which I'm preaching for the last 40, 50 years already. So if you would like to get the timeline on Daniel's 70 weeks, so it's 490 years, and you want to also have the timeline of the final covenant, just send me a WhatsApp. I said, Prof, just send me the timelines of the 70 weeks and Daniel 9:27. And with the greatest pleasure, I will give it to you. And you can have it on your phone, and you can take your Bible and just work with it. It's kosher. It's anointed with the Ruach HaKodesh. It's scripture. Remember, for 27 years already, I don't belong to a church, denomination, or organization. I belong to the Bride of Yahshua. So I don't need to feed you with church dogma and theology. I give you the scripture, and you do with it what you want to do with it. Daniel 12 verse 1, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. Now we're going to work through this. We're going to work through this. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince. So who comes to Daniel? Now we're dealing with Daniel 12. Not the whole book of Daniel. Now, Daniel 12. When baking a cake, you can have all the best ingredients. You can have flour and eggs and everything. Butter but if you don't have a teaspoon of baking powder, your cake will never be successful. It will be a flapjack. It will be just like that. But when you add the baking powder, it will rise. As it's in the heat, in the oven, through the glass, you can see as it's rising. Now you can have all the theology and dogma of 2,000 years since Yahushua dwelt on the earth. And if you don't have the baking powder, you can scream and run and cry and do everything you want about the end time. But if you don't have the baking powder, and the baking powder is Daniel 12, the chapter Daniel 12 verse 1 to 13 actually. You will never get the explanation by the Ruach HaKodesh if you don't add Daniel 12 verse 1 to 13. That's what we're going to do. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince. The archangel Michael spoke to Daniel because he had the message from Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. It says, I'm continuing the scripture, which standeth for the children of thy people. He came to Daniel for the children of, who is thy people? Who's Daniel's people? Is that America? No. It's Daniel's people, Israel. And that's why I've written a book, my doctoral degree, Israel's Rapture. You must read it. The information there is so relevant for the time that we're living in right now. We stand it for the children of thy people. The Archangel Michael is now speaking to Daniel and his people. Who's his people? Israel. Who were Daniel's people? America, China, or other country except the nation of Israel? No, only Israel. The next part of the scripture, and they shall be a time of trouble, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to the same time. Israel has just gone through a massive massacre of Muslim extremists. We saw it. They beheaded the people. But this is not the end time. This all is progressing towards the end time. Because the Bible says there in Matthew 24, when Yahushua spoke to his disciples coming from the temple, he says, they said, teach us about the end time. He says there will be rumors of wars and famine and earthquakes and the sun will be darkened. And never ever in the history of Christianity or the gospel of Yahushua was there a time that people were so interested in going to Mars, going to the moon, prophecies about the blood moons, Pastor John Hagee, which happened and nothing ever happened, and then the red moons, and everybody is so sewed up, involved with the elements in the sky. Instead of turning their eyes towards the Word. Yes, the Word says, when you see these things happening, the end time drawing near, look up where your Savior is coming from. It's not to start and analyzing the moon and the stars and this satellite and that thing and this is something there and expecting the aliens and doing... Please. There's a chorus that we used to sing when we were in churches years gone by. Turn your eyes upon Yahushua. Then we sang Jesus. Look full into his wonderful things, face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. We must turn our eyes towards the revelation word of Yahushua. We're living in a time of false doctrines and teachings where internet is playing the main role. Where atheists that doesn't even believe in a God or Yahweh our Elim, they are writing articles about certain things and place it on internet. And then the Christians comes and they discover they discover this knowledge, and suddenly it becomes gospel. And some people is structuring their theology around these things that they read on internet, and that's why you have this big hype about the third temple and everything that goes with it. There's not a scripture in the Bible that says there must be a third temple. No, Jesus is going to come and sit in the temple. It's not what the Bible says. He says he will come and sit in the temple. The peacemaker, the vicar of Christ, the Pontifex Maximus, the Roman Catholic Pope, he will come and sit in the temple as the peacemaker. With that 7-year covenant. It's not a covenant that Israel now made with Trump. President Trump, I have a lot of respect for President Trump, by the way. It's not because of that. That's not the covenant. The people can't even read what the word says. Now he says in the C part, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since, even when a nation, even to that same time. This part of the verse is referring to the time when the nation of Israel will suffer a time of trouble as never before. Now, Israel has gone through many since 1948. The nation of Israel has gone through different stages of tribulation and wars. He says, they will suffer a time of trouble as never before, which will happen in the great tribulation. That's not now. That will be in the great tribulation. Most of the religions today, and even your internet people, all agree that there's a tribulation coming. But they see a 7-year covenant of peace, and then the great tribulation. We're going to work through this, and when you have this chart or timeline that I can send to you, you will find that the first 1,230 days. Is a time of false peace, when the peacemaker was sitting in the temple performing the sacrificial burning of offerings to Thessalonians. And then he will turn as the Antichrist. Not after 3.5 years, 1,260 days. No. The time will be shortened to 1,230 days. He says, this part of the verse is referring to a time when the nation of Israel will suffer a time of great trouble as never before, which will happen in the great tribulation after the bride of Yahushua has been taken from the earth at the end of Revelation 3:22, which I've discussed a couple of times already. It's coming for a bride, Parousia. It's not coming for the rapture. Two different comings. Bride coming, end of Revelation 3:22, then the bride's been taken out, the Ruach HaKodesh been drawn away, within your 7 years and 105 days, not 7 years, 7 years and 105 days. And we will discover this revelation as we continue with the scripture, where Yahweh will reveal it. It's his promise, because we're living in the end time. And because of his promise, and you can't turn back on it, the bride of Yahushua must know all the revelation secrets that were sealed before, needed to be revealed before we are changed into becoming bride into heaven. Now it says, and at that time the people shall deliver it. At that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Now the next question must be, who shall be delivered? And when shall it be? Hallelujah. These two questions will form the backbone of the rest of the study according to Daniel chapter 12. So we've just concluded verse 1. I'm just going to read it. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of our people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Now the book is the book of life. At that time thy people shall be delivered. At what time? At the time of the great tribulation, they, Israel, shall be delivered. Who are thy people? It's only the remnant of Israel who will accept Yahushua as their Messiah and their Savior. It's not the whole nation of Israel. You understand that? It's not the whole nation of Israel. From the nation of Israel, the Bible says the remnant, we're going to walk through the scriptures, the remnant of Israel shall be delivered. In Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11, where Yahushua is appearing on the white horse, he's not coming for the church to be raptured. The church is going through the great tribulation. Those that hasn't made it at the coming of Yahushua, Revelation 3:22, some of them going to be beheaded. Revelation 6 verse 9, their souls going to rest under the altar in heaven. And then the rest of them will go through the great tribulation, taking the mark on the right hand and the forehead, Revelation 13 verse 16 to 18, with which nobody will be able to buy or sell, except they have the mark. Now, we will, as we continue the study more and more, we will start getting into the scriptures of Revelation. But on this stage, we need to understand the message of the angel Michael, the great prince, and to Daniel and his people. Who's his people? Who's his people? His people is the nation of Israel. It says, everyone shall be found written in the book. This part of the scripture is referring to a certain part of the nation of Israel who will be saved by the 613 laws of Moses. But by the, they will not be saved by the 613 laws of Moses, but by the blood of Yahushua in the great tribulation. It is very, I say, it is this very mystery that will be discovered in the rest of the message of the Archangel Michael brought to Daniel, which was sealed for nearly 2,570 years, by which is now unsealing by the Ruach HaKodesh in the 21st century, by way of a revelation which Yahweh our Father has revealed unto me as the author in the last, what do we call it, 50 years. I'm going to deal with you about the word. Forget about me. I'm only an instrument that Yahweh is using to reveal the secrets that were sealed, how he already has unveiled it. Now, time has caught up with us. So what are we going to do? I'm going to stop right here, and then we will continue next week. Don't miss it. Get the book, the two keys to the book of Revelation, A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. If you have my information, you can phone me or send me an email, as you wish, or go to my website. Till next week, in Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.